IBA, here for the public. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the Monday's edition of the main news at 18 hours. Take a look at stories making headlines. Veteran politician and historian age leaders and citizens to uphold democratic values and safeguard national peace. Expert calls for audit and licensing reforms to unlock small scale mining potential. Release Damas hostages says Trump can bring home those still captive in Gaza.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mape. Remember that this news is streaming live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. Veteran politician Dr. Vernon Mwanga has called on Zambian politicians to uphold political tolerance, warning that democracy cannot thrive without respect for differing opinions. Speaking in commemoration of the Heroes Day, Dr. Mwanga emphasized the importance of emulating the spirit of unity and mutual respect that characterized Zambia's pre-independence leaders. Dr. Mwanga states that it is essential for the current generation of leaders to learn from founding fathers who, despite their ideological differences, upheld unity and respected divergent views, adding that tolerance is the bedrock of any thriving democracy, and politicians must allow differing views to be expressed freely by citizens. His remarks come amid growing concern about rising political intolerance and polarization in public discourse.
We have entered a very difficult phase. It's a strange phase, especially for those of us who are involved in the struggle for independence, and then afterwards we became part of the Third Republic, where we are supposed to be more tolerant of each other's views. We're not a monolithic state where everyone is going to state the same things or have the same view.
It's not possible.
It's just not possible. When that happens,
Meanwhile, historian Professor Bizek Peace also marked Heroes Day by urging Zambians to value and protect the country's enduring peace. He cautioned that the peace being enjoyed today was as a result of the hard-fought efforts of Zambia's forefathers and should never be taken for granted. Professor Peace emphasized that taking for granted the peace currently being enjoyed has serious implications, saying it is every citizen's responsibility to preserve the peace that was built through sacrifice and dedication. The remarks by both Dr. Mwanga and Professor Peri reflect a broader national call for reflection, unity, and responsible citizenship as Zambia honors the legacy of those who fought for independence and national progress.
Decided that we should have a day that commemorates this independence. Now, you note that this day is celebrated on the first Monday of July. It doesn't have a specific date in July, but it's on the first day of July, because there is a significance. I cannot recall exactly why first Monday of July. So that day, or this day where we are today, is a day where we remember the freedom fighters. Now, we're just talking about freedom fighters. There are people who have been documented, those that came out very, very clearly and strongly to be recognized.
The small and Medium Enterprise Association of Zambia's voice strong opposition to a proposed bill by the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise aimed at regulating entrepreneurs and small businesses. Association Executive Director Ngowala Muyembe, says the organization warned that the introduction of additional regulation without first addressing gaps in the current legal framework could hinder the growth of the small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, which are vital to Zambia's economic development. Mr. Muyembe says that government should not be quick to introduce new legislation when there are already mechanisms in place that simply need to be strengthened, he said. He pointed specifically to the Business Regulatory Act of number 3 of 2014, the Patent and Companies Registration Agency, PACRA Act, and the labor laws, stating that these instruments already provide a foundation for regulating businesses' activities in Zambia. Strengthening these existing frameworks, he argued, would be more effective and less disruptive to the entrepreneurial ecosystem. Mr. Muyembe cautioned that overregulation could discourage innovation, reduce business formulation, and add unnecessary compliance burdens on emerging enterprises.
The informal sector actually is bigger than the formal sector. We have a smaller percentage of people in, for example, in the formal sector. The companies that are in the formal sector, majority is in informal. So there is untapped potential in the informal sector. And of course, apparently, the government has been putting plans in place to ensure that that full potential is tapped. Some of the ways for example, is there are some facilities through CEC, some facilities through CGF, some facilities through, you know, sub-loans. But, you know, what is disappointing is that despite government having those efforts, the informal sector themselves have been a disappointment in terms of being prudent, in terms of paying back. So, for example, the cover rate for, CGF loans is very pathetic. Over 90% of people are not.
Mining expert Danny Mwela has emphasized the agent's need for systematic audits and regulatory reforms in Zambia's small-scale mining sector, citing the lack of reliable data as a key barrier to unlocking its full economic potential. Despite the sector's growing importance, estimating its annual production remains a challenge. According to recent estimates, small scale mines produced approximately 34,017 million metric tons of copper as of December 2024. However, Mr. Muller cautioned that these figures may not accurately reflect the true scale of production due to the widespread informal activity and poor data collection. Mr. Muller states that there are thousands of small scale operations across the country that remain undocumented. This makes it extremely difficult for the government to keep proper records or even develop effective policies to support the sector. He noted that the absence of licensing of many operators not only contributes to under-operating, but also poses regulatory and environmental risks. To address this, he recommended strengthening local licensing systems and encouraging partnerships between small-scale miners and larger established mining enterprises. Mr. Muela further called for a comprehensive audit for the sector to determine actual production levels, which should provide a factual basis for future policy direction and targeted investment.
Don't use hungry, it's complicated. They'll find it very difficult to use that, because even when they introduce the online application, quite a number of the artisanal license holders, they face challenges because they are, most of them, they are not computer literate. So in the process, they've ended up, some of them, even losing tenement in a situation where they cannot maybe have enough money to pay an agent who can help them do the application or do the renewals. So my only concern is if what they are introducing now, because almost everything now will be online. You have.
And now, business news.
In a strategic move to increase shop occupants and reduce street vending, the Lusaka City Council OCC has approved a reduction in monthly rentals for upstairs shops at Simon Moore Land Market, lowering the fee from 1,500 to 1,000 kwacha. The decision was made during the second ordinary